1.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday. Now, I mentioned to you that during the course of this hour of the show, we'd be introducing you to Frank Labidi from IPSS Security. And he's in the house. Good to see you, Frank. Nice to be as secure as we are this morning.
Yeah, as secure as you can be. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And we know that IPSS does a hell of a lot to keep the community of the greater North Coast as safe as possible. And you're doing a fabulous job by all accounts, because it's one of the safest communities in South Africa.
It is indeed. It is really, really indeed. I have regrets now that I've started it, because I shot myself in the foot because we have no crime anymore.
Well, long may that last. Let's just unpack the premise. IPSS Security. You've been operational in the Dolphin Coast for a considerable amount of time, long enough, I believe, to dominate. 25
years.
So what, for those that are listening and wondering about, because there are many different opportunities when it comes to selecting a security service provider, what makes IPSS unique?
Well, firstly, if you don't mind, I would like actually to thank the public for making it possible to be voted for the fourth consecutive year Best Security Company in Bolito, just to start off with. And yeah, I think we need to ask ourselves, how extensive is our current infrastructure? You know, control center, camera network, response fleet, air support, drone, fully armored troop carrier, tactical teams to be deployed like within the shortest time period, you know.
And you know, one thinks about that, and a lot of people say, that's just marketing. But if you cast your mind back to not to the too distant past, there was a real need for rapid deployment security on the borders, if you like, of the greater Bolito area. And there was no official response for days. It was the private security operations that stepped up initially, and with a lot of civilian support and guidance. But that tactical deployment was absolutely core critical. And in the unsettled times in which we find ourselves, it's very good to know that at the drop of a hat, it can re-emerge when needed.
Yeah, well, virtually our tactical team, fully tactical team, I think we need about 10 minutes to fully deploy if needed. And we've done it before.
You know, I wanted to ask you a question, because there's been all sorts of rumor and it would appear that some of the powers that be have had a good idea that they are going to disarm private security companies to a large degree. You know what I'm referring to, the news item that made headlines all over the place. Is it true, and I ask the question because I've got the opportunity now, that this private security companies in general outnumber both the South African police force and the South African defense force in terms of personnel on the ground?
100%. I haven't got the stats with me. I wasn't prepped for that. But I had a 31-minute interview with the North Coast Courier, and we had 110,000 hits on that. And I very much went into detail there, and yeah, we outnumber them by far. And I'm not bragging about it, you know. It's a fact. It's a fact we need to live with.
Well, exactly that. And if it wasn't for private security, I would imagine that we'd be in a rather depressing situation as a nation, because it's pretty much the situation as it stands that private security plays the part to a large degree of what in other parts of the world an active police force might play in terms of visible patrolling, etc.
Yeah, I mean, we work closely together with SEPs and KDM, but especially SEPs. So we do ops like virtually on a weekly basis, roadblocks, high density crime areas. We go with them into townships, and we're not, I don't want to take the work away from SEPs. We sort of act as a support unit. So, you know, we come with high caliber weapons, and we sort of secure the areas, especially if we do a high-density roadblock, for example. If a SEPs member, just to make people understand, we're not taking anything away from SEPs. We're just their support unit. They don't have the high-caliber weapons which we have. So if they find anything, for example, a firearm, the SEPs members then put up their arm, okay, or shot firearm, and then we come in, our technical teams come in, and we secure the vehicle or vehicles, we secure the scene. So what we do is we create a safe zone for SEPs members to operate, so they don't need to be scared to be shot, to be stabbed, to be attacked, or whatever, you know. And I mean, it happened recently, I think, in Mpumalanga, that officers were shot, where firearms were discovered, and police officers were shot, you know. look at Desmond Amerigan. You know, it's sad. You know, but it's reality of life. And we need to live with it. And yeah, but as I say, we work closely together. We are a support unit. Nothing else. You know.
And that's an important point to make. But you also are very integrated into the community in all sorts of other ways. And I'm talking about the support that IPSS Security gives to community initiatives. Can you outline some of those?
Yeah, well, look, we're always there. But also you must remember that I'm the founder of the Saltrock Neighborhood Watch. So before I even thought about IPSS, before I purchased IPSS, bought it and brought it down to the North Coast, I was running the Neighborhood Watch within... I think I still got the article. It's 25 years ago. The stats were still done at the local SEPS office at Umhlanga. We had our own people doing the stats there, SEPS. And we brought crime down by 85% in the Saltrock Neighborhood Watch in 3 months.
Wow.
85% in 3 months.
Wow.
You know? So I'm there again. I must thank you. I must thank the members who went out, who gave their time, you know, left their families at home and made Saltrock safer. And then we promoted... the Balito Neighborhood Watch. Balito Neighborhood Watch wasn't going. Saltrock is one of the longest going neighborhood watches in the country. You know, definitely in the top three, I can guarantee you that. And Balito was very slow, and they asked me to hold speeches at Balito Neighborhood Watch, and we sort of helped them going off the ground. You know, I think Balito now has overtaken Saltrock Neighborhood Watch in size, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, we're very much involved. I mean, we are local. You know, a lot of people say we are local. What is local, Dave? What is local? I mean, if you come here and you're up in a business, and after 2 years, you can't call yourself local. After 3 years, you can't call yourself local. I think local, for me, the term local is, if you're here for, I would say, 10 years, okay? That's when you can call yourself local. And with us, everything is locally based. So my partner lives in the area. I live here since 1994, okay? I have property. My family has plenty of property in Saltrock, you know, a lot of businesses. So obviously it's to my benefit.
You're invested here. You're part of the community.
Yes, of course.
Not just business that's parachuted in.
Of course. I'm not, you know. And originally I actually brought IPSS down as a hobby, to be quite honest. It wasn't even it wasn't even a business idea. It was a hobby because I was so unhappy with the services I got from the then current service providers. And I operated from a beach house, believe it or not, in Saltrock, you know. And that's how I started off. And the control room was still in Mandini, and I operated from a beach house. And then it virtually took off. It really took off. And then I thought, okay, let's move it down here. Let's take that step.
It's an industry that certainly across the board has grown. And often one looks at Balito and says, well, how much more can it grow? And yet the plans on the board right now are huge for expansion. What are your plans for IPSS in the next 3 to 5 years?
Okay, I have obviously major plans, and we have a lot of things in the pipeline. We introducing that, I think, the next 2 months. But I can't sort of elaborate on this because otherwise I would give my...
Give the game away.
I would give the game away, yeah.
But and needless to say, there are big things in the pipeline.
There are huge things coming up, yeah, huge things coming up.
Just looking at the political reality of where we are, there are threats. I noticed that SAPS has moved in a large contingent of additional feet on the ground, so to speak, in anticipation of potential drama towards the next election. What is your feeling? How real is that threat?
Well, politically, I don't like to get involved. There's always a threat. Okay, there's always a threat. And that's why we have crime intelligence SEPS. And if they react early enough on the threat, we always say, so I'm obviously from a military background, and we always say if you have the source of your information, then you act on it. And unfortunately, this wasn't done during the riots. Okay, they had the info, they had the source, and it was not acted upon. The riots could have been prevented easily. Okay, so I think they have learned their lessons, because then remember, when was it, about 2 years ago, when the EFF wanted to call for the national boycott day or boycott week, whenever it was, that intelligence was used and we were prepared and nothing happened. I mean, it was as quiet as a mouse, you know.
Yeah.
So as I said, politically, I don't get involved, but I think SEPS now is on the ball with it, especially with our now provincial commissioner, Also our district commissioner, so provincial commissioner Inkwanazi, General Inkwanazi. Then we have a very capable person sitting in Stenga, General Gopal. We work closely together. General Inkwanazi as well, he made a statement, he said, work with the security companies.
Yeah.
All right.
Just talking about Inkwanazi, he's this divided thought about whether he is being set up or whether or not there is more to his claims than meets the eye. Do you believe that what we've been given as the public, the information that's come from General Nkonazi, do you believe that there is merit in those accusations?
Virtually 100%, because why would a person in a position of general provincial police commissioner make such allegations? I mean, he would lose his job if it's not true. Why would he risk that? So of course it's true. Of course it's true, you know?
So we're going to be in for some interesting times, no doubt, as that story unfolds. But moving back to IPSS, one of the claims made in your radio ad is that you're the only SIDESA-approved security company on the North Coast. What does that mean?
Okay, that's slightly incorrect. There is another company which I know is SIDESA-approved. So SIDESA, if you go on, and please do yourself a favor, people, go on the website, www.saidsa.co.za.
S-A-I-D-S-A.
Yeah, please do yourself a favor. Again, www.saidsa.co.za. If you go on there, you see which company is approved in which category. We are the only security company which is approved in all six categories in this area. All six categories. There are six categories, and we approved in all of them. So there is another company, I think, which is approved in three categories, but we approved in all six categories. Now, again, you know...
But what does the SIDESA approval mean?
SIDESA approval sets the standards. SIDESA sets the standards. It's not the bargaining council. SIDESA sets the standards. The standards on your armed reaction, on your control room, on your monitoring, on your CCTV monitoring, on your fence installation. That is SIDESA. And if you don't have that approval, you are, for me, you're fly by night. Okay? Oh. So there is, and we're talking about control room. I mean, I don't know if you've been into our control room. It is an absolute, it's state of the art. It's one of the best control centers. And I can say this with confidence. I used to be the secretary of SIDESA Natal for a couple of years, many years ago. That's one of the top control centers in Natal, if not in the country. All right, and we're talking about a control center where I monitor presently 700 to 750 cameras with proper AI software. And then Company X comes and says, oh, we have a control center and we monitor cameras. No, you don't have a control center. You have an office. You have an office where anybody can walk in, and I walk in there and I pull that plug and your business stops to operate. Your TV screens are off. That's not a control center. A control center is what we have, which is, you can't penetrate that control center. Okay? You cannot penetrate that control center. It's self-contained. It is bomb-proof. It is grenade-proof, and so on, and so on, and so on. You know, the walls are reinforced with heavy steel. You cannot get in there. There is no way you get in there. And you can cut us off. You can cut all the wires from the outside, but we're still going to operate because we have the backup inside. So you will not shut us down. Okay, so there's a difference.
So you've got a huge investment.
We invested, like, all in all, I think by now, since we purchased the offices about 4 years ago, I think we invested more in our control room than in our offices. I think we're in for about 5 million rand by now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just upgrades, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a lot of money.
And clearly the results are there for all to see. We have one of the lowest crime rates in the country, thanks to private security largely thanks to IPSS private security.
Yeah,
and I can speak from personal experience that you monitor our studio, and if the alarm is not set at a certain time, I get a call, which is...
Well, I hope so. That's how it's supposed to happen. Huh?
Well, it's the first, you know, no names, no factual, but since we moved across to IPSS, things have gone extremely well, and I thank you for that. I also thank you for sponsoring the Uncensored with Penny Faree, because that community community information is, it's the only place where that community information is being unpacked regularly and updated regularly. And there's a huge response to that. So again, indicating how IPSS is bringing to the community not just security and safety, but information. Information is core critical.
Your
perception is your reality. If you feel safe, you are safe.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, listen, anyone thinking about switching their security portfolio, if you like, from, we won't call them fly-by-nights, people simply say anyone else. What is the process?
Okay, process is very actually easy, to be quite honest. Presently, we don't have a call button on our or a link on our website or on our Facebook page. We're busy introducing that also within the next 4 weeks, 8 to 8 weeks. Just call us on 0861-324-777. Again, 0861-324-777. Just lock a call. Tell the operator what you would like. You would change over. You would like to change over from another company. You want to be linked up. It's very, very easy. We give you a reference number. Within 24 hours, we will respond to you. We will link you up. If you're very unhappy with your present security service provider, I always say we will link you up immediately. We won't even charge you for. We will handle your cancellations, everything. We will virtually handle. You just need to sign us. Let's just sign on the dotted line. You know, we sell you a washing machine and a contract. Just joking. You know, you sign a contract with us and we handle everything for you.
No, I just want to clarify that throwaway comment about fly-by-night. Of course, I was referring to what we discussed earlier, not suggesting that other security companies in the area are fly-by-night. There are some very good companies in the area. It's just that we are clearly talking to what I consider to be the best company in the area.
Thank you. But I mean, fly-by-night, look, I like to use the word fly-by-night because over the years, I have seen three or four companies coming into the area. They also had radio interviews and they have these fantastic ideas. They have no idea what they're talking about, okay? They come in, they haven't done market research because we exaggerated on our armed response market, for example, because the estates are coming up. So estates, in turn, don't want armed response at individual homes. Mm-hmm. And many of the states actually don't even allow you to put an alarm system with a siren, so it has to be a silent alarm. A lot of people, they feel very safe with just having security officers there. Cameras is the way to go, to be quite honest, you know. With our AI system, it's fantastic. And I think within the next 5 years, we're going to replace patrolling guards with that 100%. Again, no question about it. But yeah, they come in and they haven't done the market research. So what they do is they take a small portion of the pie. And then 3-4 years later, they go bang, and they have to sell out to other companies. So I'm not buying my clients back, which I might have lost to them, the 10 or 20, whatever that might be. I'm not willing to do that. Why would I pay for something which I actually don't want anyhow? Because it's not a question of money. So you must remember that the closest competitor to me has 3 vehicles. I have over 20. All right. So should I charge you now? So if we take this now in calculation and like, should I charge you now 7 times the monitoring fee? You wouldn't be happy with that if I charged you like 3,500 or so. Okay. But we have 7 times the amount of vehicles than our closest competitor. And that should speak for itself, you know?
Well, you know, there are indications that you have so many more businesses to monitor that you need those extra vehicles, which is a good sign. And I understand exactly what you're saying. But clearly, the point I'm making is that we're not trying to diss the ability of other security companies.
No,
they all have a place to play. And collectively, I keep Polito and Environs very, very safe. The reason we're having a conversation with IPSS and Frank Labidi is because, well, you know, we've had a long history and find that, generally speaking, when there is a requirement, they step up, they deliver, and I'm extremely satisfied with your service. So thank you for that, and good to know that if you, listening to this right now, are not sure whether you're getting the kind of response that you would like, and you've tested your alarm and you've waited for the response and it hasn't happened, and there's been a long excuse, which I'm sure, you know, many people have experienced in the past. You know, the bottom line is it's your life possibly on the line, your family, your security, your safety. You don't really have second chances in that kind of situation. So make sure that you are with a company that you can depend on. If you're happy where you are, marvelous. If you're not happy, have a chat to IPSS. I'm sure that you'll find that they have your interest at heart. My very special guest this morning, Frank Labidi from IPSS Security. This will be up as a podcast shortly, so if you've just joined us and wondering what on earth we're saying, wow, you can listen back on demand. It's on our apps and on our website under The Morning Show. There'll be a photograph. You'll be able to identify very clearly the bright red and white logo, and you can share the information that way. Frank, thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you very much for having me once again. Thank you.
And The Morning Show.